Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
The Gillette Riders had two early games yesterday against the Rock Spring Stallions at Lackey Memorial Stadium in a non-conference doubleheader. The Stallions are having a tough stretch on the season as they went into the doubleheader with a 3-19 record. Game 1 started yesterday with Gillette scoring 5 runs in the bottom of the first. Then they scored 9 in the second thanks to a grand slam by Dominic Hecker, a 3-run home run by Seth Peterson, and RBI singles from Keaton Killian and Brady Richards as the Riders went up 14-0. Carver Parlow then hit an RBI single that scored Hecker to end Game 1 in the bottom of the third on a 15-0 mercy rule. Riders pitcher Kason Loftus also did not give up a hit in the 3 innings he pitched, and he struck out 5. The Riders carried the momentum into Game 2, going up 8-0 after 2 innings. The Stallions did get 3 runs afterwards, with Gillette adding on another 2 as the score was 10-3 heading to the bottom of the 5th. That is when the Riders went up 12-3 with a chance to end the game on another mercy rule, and they did so in the bottom of the 5th with Dominic Hecker getting an RBI single to score Corey Schilling as Gillette won Game 2 13-3 to finish off yesterday with 2 mercy rules on the Stallions. Riders head coach Nate Perleberg was very pleased with the job that the team did yesterday.
Yeah, I got going offensively today. It was a lot more barreled baseballs. Really kind of talked about that today in batting practice. We had a couple different stations going and just getting back to making them earn it and some louder outs out there. And we did a good job of being on time. A couple games here, obviously the pitching today was different, but guys were on time and took advantage of the wind a little bit. Got some balls that got up in that jet stream a little bit and pleased with how we came out offensively and got it done.
The Riders improved to 28-7 on the season and will return to conference play tomorrow at Lackey Memorial Stadium with a doubleheader against the Jackson Giants. The Riders and Giants met during the Kirby Drew Memorial Tournament with Gillette winning 6-0 on a combined no-hitter from Riley Schilling and Grayson Sargent. The Riders will also be chasing history tomorrow for Nate Perleberg. If the Riders can sweep the Giants tomorrow, Perleberg will have 900 total wins as the head coach of the Riders. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.